Ladies and gentlemen, a very warm welcome from my end. I'm Brigadier General Michael Schossmann, commander of the ground-based forces of the German Air Force. And together with Ricky Ellison, whom I'm very grateful that we will have the privilege to host the 2017 Missile Defense Defender of the Year Award ceremony here at Cologne Officers' Mess. We all welcome you to here to our ceremony tonight. It gives me great pleasure to announce you now, Beatrice Ehrlich and the band of the Federal Armed Forces, the Musikkorps der Bundeswehr from Siegburg, inviting you to sing the national anthems of the United States of America and Germany. Gentlemen, distinguished guests of this evening. Here in the almost eldest part of the officers' mess of Cologne, which was built for the Prussian artillery, around 1850. It was foreseen to be a recreation facility for Prussian officers whose units were trained and exercised. The Wahlerheide, vast training camp just outside the barracks here. It is my great pleasure this evening to introduce to you the man who will lead us through the program tonight. Please welcome with me, Mr. Hatim Jabi, who is member of the board of the Missile Defense Advocacy Alliance. And Ricky has asked him for the second time in a row to lead us through this evening. Mr. Jabi is a well-reputed businessman, but when reading through his curriculum vitae, one particular aspect in his career struck me most. He is one of the examples I always try to convince my younger officers and enlisted to follow. Don't get yourself in a position where you feel down. Always get up and fight. And I think Mr. Giacchi, through the course of his life and his career, had proven several times that he exactly did follow that example. He did undergo heavy heart surgery, was told by his medics that he won't ski again. A couple of weeks later, he did ski again. Despite severe health problems, he and his wife decided to climb Mount Kilimanjaro in 2011. And after 7 days of hiking, of up to 13 hours a day uphill, they celebrated her 42nd wedding anniversary on the peak of Mount Kilimanjaro. 19,345 feet above ground. An example like Mr. Giacchi is an example for many of us, and I am more than enthusiastic that an individual with such a reputation is here tonight to lead us through the evening. Mr. Giacchi, may I ask you to take the podium?
Good evening. Thank you, General Schultzman, for that kind introduction. Every time Ricky asks me if I would serve as Master of Ceremonies, I've never said no. I'm always filled with anxiety and trepidation because you don't want to let your nervousness show. So I'll start off by confessing I'm nervous, and then hopefully as the evening progresses, you won't see that nervousness. For those of you who are not that familiar with the Missile Defense Advocacy Alliance, this is a non-profit organization that was started by Ricky Ellison in 2003. It's an organization that is not for profit. It's an organization that has only one goal: to work with the services and to work with the power brokers to ensure the successful deployment of missile defense across the globe. We worked in Japan and South Korea. We worked in the United States. And here we are in this room with senior military officers from the United States, Germany, the Netherlands, and Italy. And our hope is that we will continue single-mindedly in that quest, particularly as the world, sadly, gets to be a dangerous place. I would like to start off the evening by introducing our VIP guest. I will start off with Admiral Michelle Howard from the United States, General Todd Walters from the United States. General Walters has his charming wife Charlene accompanying him. Lieutenant General Dieter Askrent from Germany. Major General Martin Wijnen from the Netherlands. Brigadier General Michael Schorschmann from Germany. Brigadier General David Baksowski from the United States. Brigadier General Timothy Doherty from the US. Brigadier General Kevin Hawk from the US. Rear Admiral Ulrich Reinecke from Germany. And last, but certainly not least, it's my pleasure to introduce Mrs. Gisela Mandela, who's a member of the German Parliament. Mrs. Mandela has been a member of the CDU, the Christian Democratic Party, in this country meaning Germany, since 1978, has been a council member of Cologne since the year 2000. She's been a member of the German Federal Parliament since September of 2013, and in that role has been a member of the Defense Committee and is also serves as a chairwoman of the Catholic Working Group on Soldier Support. Mrs. Mandela, can I request you to come up and say a few words to us?
Admirals, generals, distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen. First of all, I'm very pleased and happy to be part of the award ceremony for the European Missile Defender of the Year here in my beautiful hometown, Cologne, today, this evening. We already had a wonderful afternoon today visiting the world's famous cathedral, the Dome of Cologne. I want to thank the German Air Force, especially General Schossmann, and the Missile Defense Advocacy Alliance, MDAA, and its founder and chairman, Ricky Ellison, for the kind invitation and the opportunity to contribute some remarks on tonight's event and the importance behind it. Since I'm a regular member of our Defense Committee, you can imagine that the reason behind this event is of quite an interest for me personally, as well as for us in the Committee in general. To stress that clearly right from the beginning, the Western Hemisphere is under pressure, caused by a variety of developments and a variety of states and non-state actors. The West, and with it NATO, has to face attacks on its values, its principles, and its free society. Old enemies regain power and are willing and able to show this power relentlessly. And moreover, new enemies like ISIS, appeared with godless brutality, willing and able to attack our civil societies too. We saw this last night in Stockholm. And ladies and gentlemen, Russia, for instance, has violated almost every single document that granted the post-Cold War security architecture in Europe. To answer this massive threat, NATO has to reinvent its plans for collective defense, to renew its capabilities of deterrence, and to rebuild its ability to respond strongly to new and old sets of warfare. Another example is North Korea. North Korea is eager to foster its ballistic missile capabilities, including a growing nuclear option, and violates all agreements on the regional security structure in Eastern Asia. In addition, new irregular formations have developed in weak or failed states, directly threatening the domestic population as well as our Western societies. Therefore, deterrence is most obviously the best way to prevent enemies from doing stupid activities. Collective defense and comprehensive deterrence are of essential importance for our nation and for us all. But they have to be trained regularly and intensively. NATO responded to what analysts call the new normal, with a huge variety of initiatives and activities based upon decisions made at the NATO summits in Wales and Warsaw. Ladies and gentlemen, I was happy to be part of one important activity that directly focuses on the threat of ballistic missiles and other attacks from the airspace. The declaration of initial operational capability, IOC, of a German-Dutch task force on ground-based air defense on Crete last October. On that occasion, I met Ricky Ellison and his MDAA for the first time, and I was additionally introduced to that important task force which the German Air Force calls Project Apollo. The military cooperation between the Netherlands and Germany has a long history and has evolved continuously over the last decades. Our tight partnership bases on a common understanding of what is happening in this world and how to react on the different scenarios that are not just appearing at the horizon, but are knocking at our door already. The chosen bottom-up approach to develop the bilateral cooperation is an excellent example of how the Atlantic lines can be able to share the upcoming burdens and the increasing costs. Those who still have a specific ability, in this case, ground-based air defense, train together hard and provide NATO and all its members with this combined ability. In addition, you offer all other members the chance to join these cells in order to let them grow. With this procedure, you match the huge variety of capability that NATO's member states have properly. But the real answer to the challenges we are facing right now is not just about the number of systems or the amount of money you spend. Well, at the end of the day, of course, you have to bring some meat on the bone, sure. But most important, it is about a common spirit and a common passion towards our shared set of values. At this point, dear Ricky, we are very happy to have characters like you that are able to sweep efforts all over the Western Hemisphere towards common goals and the unity of various interests. Ricky, thank you for your outstanding leadership towards a safer world. Tonight, you honor representatives from our Air Defense Forces for their outstanding service. On Crete last year, I met hundreds of missile defenders from the Netherlands, from Germany and the US, and I was very impressed of their hard work and their willingness to complete NATO's inspection of their IOC. I can really therefore imagine that it was a tough challenge to select the best of the best for tonight's ceremony. Nevertheless, congratulations to the winners. We are proud of you and your outstanding service. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your time and your attention. I wish you all a wonderful evening with interesting conversation and good encounter. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you.